This is Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictating a consultation note on patient Rehan Ali. First name is Rehan, R-E-H-A-N. Last name is Ali, A-L-I, Ali. This letter is being written to Dr. Date of birth is 11-1-2017. This letter is being written to Dr. Farida Adib. First name is Farida, F-A-R-E-E-D-A. Last name is Adib, A-D-E-E-B, Adib. Address 275 O'Connor Drive, Suite B, San Jose, California, 95128. Telephone number... telephone number 408-279-8798. Fax number 408-279-8777. Dear Dr. Adib, A-D-E-E-B, thank you for asking me to see this 4-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Rehan has been sick. I saw Rehan on November 30th, 2021, with history of constant sickness since October for 2 weeks, with coughing, wheezing, and persistent nasal congestion and green discharge, period. He has been treated with antibiotics with some benefit, period. He has history of recurrent cough and wheezing and some congestion ever since he was very young, and there has been a few visits to emergency room for coughing and wheezing, period. His medications are as follows. Number 1, albuterol inhaler. Number 2, QVAR inhaler. Number 3, Claritin. Number 4, singular granules. Number 5, fluticasone. Number 6, budesonide. And Flovent, period. He also has taken, he was also prescribed prednisone not too long ago for his coughing and wheezing, period. As of right now, he seems to be doing well, period. As you know, he is also seen in, he has history of recurrent ear infections requiring bilateral PE tubes and is being followed at Stanford Pediatric ENT Clinic, period. His next appointment is in March 2022, period. Because of recurrent infections and wheezing, I got some lab work and pertinent results are as follows. Number one, CBC is normal. Number two, comprehensive panel is normal. Number three, serum IgE 4.7, which is normal. He has very minor allergy to dust mite, which I think is really not indicative of any significant allergies. Number four, I am concerned about very low IgA, which is 28, and that's maybe predisposing him to ear infections and possibly sinus infections, period. His other immunoglobulins are normal, period. Because of recurrent infections, I did a cystic fibrosis screen, and that is completely normal. I also did a chest X-ray, and it revealed some hypoplasia of ribs with some asymmetry, but I don't believe that has anything to do with his recurrent wheezing and asthma problems, period. I will be sending you all these reports, and you can certainly look at them and call me if there are any questions, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 4-year-old who was quite hyperactive and somewhat difficult to examine, period. His chest exam revealed a few ronchi, period. Clearly, he has significant ongoing asthma, And I recommended we arrange for a nebulizer and this the period. I got them a nebulizer and told them to use budesonide twice a day for at least 1 to 3 months, and hopefully that will clear his chest period. We recommended some allergy testing, but he did not come for a follow-up, and I am hopeful that he is doing well, period. All the laboratory results were discussed with family, and if they have any questions, please have them call me, and I'll be very happy to discuss his lab results. Period. My final diagnosis is history of recurrent ear infections requiring PE tubes. Number two, history of recurrent asthma. Number three, low serum IgA. Period. My treatment plan: number one, continue follow up with the pediatric ENT at Stanford Clinics. Number two, budesonide 0.5 twice daily for 1 to 3 months. Number three, certainly he can use albuterol inhaler or albuterol by nebulizer if there is wheezing and coughing. Number four, for any nasal symptoms, he can use Claritin or Singulair if needed, period. Number five, I don't believe he needs any fluticasone, period. Number six, I believe if his infections continue to, if his asthma attacks and ear infections continue to be a problem, then I would recommend an immunological workup at Stanford Immunology because of low IgA, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Rehan Ali. Thank you.